In an escalation of the war of words between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Prime Minister Albanese over the proposed recognition of a Palestinian state, Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke has refused Israeli government member Simcha Rothman a visa. This is what he said today on ABC Radio.
If someone is coming for the purpose of making public statements, and I don't obviously get notice personally of every individual, but where myself or my delegates are aware of previous public statements that person's made, then we have to work on the basis that that may well be part of their public speaking tour.
Tony Burke says that apart from his visa refusals for Candace Owens and Kanye West, he has refused two Israeli government members' visas, including Simcha Rothman.
There are two Israeli politicians, one former minister, Eilat Shaked, and then this individual, Mr. Rothman, who are a current sitting member, not a minister, but a member of the Knesset. They've both had similar comments, which I find horrific. This gentleman has described Palestinian children as the enemy.
Meanwhile, at a press conference today, Susan Lee, leader of the opposition, was asked that if she didn't agree with the visa cancellation, how would she have dealt with the contentious comments made by Mr. Rothman?
The point I make is that the issuing of the visa is not connected to the things people say, and comments that are reprehensible may well have been made. I haven't looked at the comments this individual has made. But what I would say is that not issuing a visa to an elected representative from a parliament of another country is something that the Home Affairs Minister needs to be very strong in his explanations for.
I asked Susan Lee that if we recognise Palestine, who should Australia be dealing with and what borders would the state have?
Well, that's a question that jumps forward to the end of the peace process, where those issues can be resolved. And I want to see that just like every Australian. I want to see that two-state solution. My criticism of the government is that they have gone ahead with a unilateral recognition of the state of Palestine without these issues being resolved in an unconditional way, with a terrorist group, Hamas, in charge, with conditions that seem to me, to be honest, to be quite impossible to meet, hence the remarks that we made. We want to see a proper peace process. Recognition comes at the end of the peace process.
I'm Roderick Chambers, and it was Susan Lee, Leader of the Opposition, ending that report.